I came to live in Clonlara 44 years ago, and of 36 years of that, I've been working in the community in Clancy's Food Store in Blackwater. Retired 2 years, and always involved in issues and listen to issues and community and so forth like that. So I decided to give it a go myself this time.
You mentioned you're in Clonlara. What are the main issues that you think are of importance in Clonlara?
I'd say bus service, bus stop. In fairness to Michael Begley, Clonlara has got a lot of new footpaths and a lot of services. Partine, Shannon Banks, Westbury, Arna Crusha, Meelik has fallen behind those, behind it.
Do you think that there's maintenance that isn't being done, that you say the areas have fallen behind? Could you elaborate on that?
Well, example, in Westbury the other night out canvassing, the footpath in front of me had collapsed completely, or near enough collapsed. I had to go out onto the road to avoid that patch of the footpath, which a car came around the bend and nearly took me with it as well. Shannon Banks, I couldn't access the footpaths whatsoever. I had to go on the road all the time on the wheelchair because Shannon Banks is an older estate. Arna Crusha, complete footpaths, but completely overgrown with hedging and so forth like that. Just never been cleaned off.
Is there a sense of frustration, would you say, in the area? Do people feel as like they're being left behind?
Yes, I think I would love to see the regional office reopened in Westbury again. It was there and they closed it and they moved back up. I'd love to see it reopened again because we are a couple of 2 kilometres, 3 kilometres from Limerick City Council offices, but we're 40 kilometres away from the office that represents us. So I feel that we're in a small bit of no man's land. And I think that they need to come down and have a look at the issues that are facing the people. Again, I mentioned Westbury a while ago, taken over by the council, but the council are providing no services like grass cutting, like white lines on the roads, like speeding, calming measures and so forth like that.
And you would attribute that to the location of the area, the fact that you are, as you mentioned, so close to the Limerick border that you're falling between the cracks in a sense?
I would, yes.
And I suppose on Clare County Council, would you be hoping to use your experience from being in business, from being a manager of a business? Would you think that would be of benefit to you in getting these issues attended to?
I would hope so. I have, as I said to you, I had 36 years done there. I have generations of families. I was on second and third in generations in most families. And yes, I would.
And in terms of other services then in the Southeast Clare area, you mentioned, of course, the basics of infrastructure. And on infrastructure, is accessibility an issue there? You yourself are, of course, a wheelchair user. Is accessibility something that you'd be advocating for?
Yes. I would love to see that down there, yeah.
And just in terms of other issues in the area then, are there other public services that you feel should be brought to the Southeast Clare area that perhaps aren't being looked after?
I would love to see regular bus services for Partine and Arna Crusha and Clonlara. The regular bus comes every half hour to Westbury. A kilometre, 2 kilometres, 3 kilometres out of the road, the bus service is non-existent. Public transport needs to be brought into the area in a structured manner.
Does it mean that people in the area are forced to depend on cars, would you say?
Well, I think that they are, yeah.